Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Little Stone's bringing us back there. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. When you get to my website, I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter. Hope you'll check out our blog. Hope you will listen to the archives, read the articles, check out the Brain Trust members, ask a question on the knowledge base, answer our poll question right there on the homepage. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you. Hope you'll use that to your advantage. We built it just for you. It's all free. Rich Horwath has got a body of work that he's deposited with us over the years. You can find him there, as well as the things he's done with us in the past. And very soon, the things that we're doing right now. Rich is the author of Deep Dive. Rich, how do we find your book and how do we find you?
Well, you can find the book anywhere books are sold, including Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, Hudson's in the airports if you're traveling over the holidays. And then if you're looking for free resources on strategy, you can visit strategyskills.com.
Right, folks, and whatever Rich does is top shelf, as you well know by now. Rich, we're talking about strategy. We're talking about getting people to heal their pain, to prevent the pain. You know, let's avoid strategy. If nothing else, to me, Rich, strategy helps you avoid crisis management. What do you think?
Great way to put it. You know, it's funny, Jim. Over the last couple of years, we've all heard about the economy and the recession, but there was an interesting study done that showed that of the companies that have struggled over the last few years, 70% of their poor performance was due to decisions about strategy, and only 4% of their poor performance can be attributed to the overall economy. So The reality is, while yes, there it is a bad economy, there has been a recession, the reality is most companies that have struggled have had issues with strategy. And to your point, if you haven't been having the foresight to develop good strategy, to develop plans, to outperform the competition, then you've probably been hurting a lot more The last year or two than companies that haven't. So absolutely, strategy is a way to kind of proactively eliminate pain before it starts.
Well, and I'm glad you said it that way too, Rich, because I've been nudging my employee, my audience lately, and I've gotten a little bit of feedback, a little bit of pushback on from some folks when I have said, okay, guys, I know we've been in a recession, but as of right now, if you're not performing, if your company isn't performing as well as you think it should, it's probably about time to say, wait a minute, maybe it's not the economy, maybe it's me. And I've been writing about that, I've been talking about that, and I've actually had some people to push back on me and say, oh, no, it is the economy, it's not me. Well, you know what? That's a dinosaur. That's the sound of a dinosaur waiting to become extinct.
Exactly. And, you know, the funny thing is, you look at companies like, and again, these are some of the larger companies, but you look at companies like Google, Panera Bread, Apple, Best Buy. You know, these companies have been making more money than they've ever made the last couple of years, and they're in some segments where, you know, they have high, high cost of goods.
Highly competitive.
Highly competitive, and yet they're making more money than they ever have. So I think if we throw up our hands and say, well, it's the economy, you know, we're missing an opportunity to improve ourselves and improve our business.
And every day that goes by is one less day that you've got a reason to have an excuse that does for the economy. Rich, one of the things I want to ask you about is the difference between being a manager and an executive. And I know you talk about being a leader, and anybody can be a leader. And you, if you're a manager, you can be a leader. If you're the owner, you obviously should be a leader. But when I think of managers manage, executives think. And to me, strategy, having a strategic approach to business, that's not managing, that's thinking. And to me, that's what business owners must be able to do. What do you think?
I think that's an important distinction. And what it requires is one thing which a lot of people unfortunately don't have, and that's discipline. You know, it's not easy to carve out time in our busy schedule to think either individually or collectively about the business with our teams. And what happens is if we don't have that discipline, we get pulled in a lot of different directions by urgent fires that we've got to put out or think we've got to put out because we haven't set good strategy in the first place to prevent those fires from happening over and over again. So if we don't have the discipline to think, you know, it's like an Olympic athlete. If they don't have the discipline to train 6 days a week for 6 or 7 hours a day, then they're not going to be successful. Yet in business, oftentimes, we say, well, we don't have time to think. Well, if you don't have time to think, that's like an athlete saying, I don't have time to lift weights or to run or to practice. It's simply not an excuse today.
The sickest feeling you've ever had, folks, and I've had this feeling, the sickest feeling you'll ever have and the most laborious work you'll ever do is the work you have to do to close up a business. So if you don't have the discipline, you don't want to do the extra work to run your business right, imagine how you're going to feel when you have to work that hard to end your business. Rich, that is the sickest feeling you'll ever have in the pit of your stomach.
Yeah, it's a somber thought, but I think it's a good wake-up call, Jim, for a lot of the folks out there. That look, if you don't have the discipline to carve out time right now to help the business grow, then to your point, you're going to at some point have to carve out time to help the business, you know, fade away. None of us want that.
What is it they say? If you don't have time to do it right the first time, when are you going to have time to fix it the second time, right?
That's exactly
Hey, Rich,
right.
Give us the website again, please.
Yeah, website's strategyskills.com. Lots of free articles, white papers, videos there.
The book is called Deep Dive. Hey, Rich, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great holiday.
You too. See you next time. Rich Horwath, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.